Welcome back. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. Cardinal baseball coming your way at 1:15 today. Cards and Dodgers. You can hear our interview with Ollie Marmol last segment by going to the Odyssey app or just visit our Sports on a Sunday morning podcast page. Joined now by the leader of St. Louis women's soccer, St. Louis University, playing number 3 BYU on Thursday at Herman Stadium. We're joined by Katie Shields, the head coach of the Billikens. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. You're the 12th ranked team in the nation, and you'll be taking on number 3 BYU. Already have a regular season game under your belt, and that was this past week. You took on Kansas City. It also, you took on some rain, didn't you? There was lightning and all kinds of stuff going on.
We did. It wasn't the ideal, home opener. Game actually got called short just with storms in the area and after several delays. So, we're looking forward to Thursday night having a full game, full opportunity to play BYU.
And an opportunity to show your fans what you have. You have another great team coming back, don't you?
We do. We've got what we think one of the most experienced and talented teams in the country, with also some really exciting newcomer and new players in our roster.
And you have a team that's really in the spotlight. You have three players who have earned All-America honors. That's the only team in the nation that features that. Tell me about them, Katie.
Yeah, they go straight up through our spine. So, it's also special to have that kind of your foundation. So Emily Percelli, native St. Louisan, she's been in the goal as our goalkeeper for her entire career here. Just, I believe, one of the best in the country, always comes up in big games, big moments for us. And then right in front of her is our center back, Lindsay Heckel, 2-time All-American, academic All-American last year, and just an elite athlete, competitor, and a real offensive weapon also at times on attacking plays. And then out front, up top, our center forward, Emily Gaby, kind of had a breakout junior season, and I'm one of the most lethal scorers in the country. So those three kind of lead the way, but they've got a tons of teammates that on a given day are just as dangerous and just as talented.
Yeah, they're all special. Gaby with 16 goals. That is a school record and also a school record 41 points, the breakout season that Coach Shields is talking about. Katie, she has 32 goals and 82 points. It is not out of the question that she could topple the SLU career records of 41 goals and 105 points.
She could, she's only going to have 4 years to do it, where the one who has that record had 5 seasons. So that even just speaks to her abilities and her talent. But it's also, she's just a very humble kind of servant leader of the program. And so when you have one of your hardest workers, most humble people, also being one of your most productive, I like where the culture of the group is from that standpoint.
Focusing on that trio and two of them in particular, Gaby and Heckel, have been semifinalists already for the Herman Trophy, the MAC Herman Trophy. Texas is the only other team with two previous Herman Trophy semifinalists on its 24 roster, but Percelli is also on the Herman Trophy watch list. I don't know if you know this, but the Herman Trophy is going to be in attendance for your game against BYU. I'm working with the Herman Family Foundation, and they are set on getting that trophy to the field. So it's going to be there kind of looming in the corner as you take on that big BYU team.
I didn't know that, Tom. That's pretty cool. A little incentive, maybe a peek over there from our women. But they know they've got a lot of season in front of them, and this is the next opportunity. But I think it just speaks to the work of the program and the women and the support of the community that, we have that three women all from St. Louis on that list, and just excited to see what they're able to accomplish this season.
Now, you're a very humble person, I know. I mean, it does have a lot to do with you. I mean, this is your 12th season at SLU. I'm certain that you could have gotten the opportunity and probably have gotten some phone calls to go elsewhere, but you have stayed committed to SLU. You have a 705 winning percentage. That is 21st among active women's soccer coaches, and you've had a 794 winning percentage since 2016. I know these are numbers you're familiar with. You're going to deflect the attention to everybody, but it is pretty remarkable the longevity that you've put together here.
Yeah, you know, though it's our staff on a day to day basis. At times I feel like a figurehead just because they do so much of the day to day, the dirty work from recruiting to preparing the team to, you know, late nights, early mornings. But then also I'm just so proud of to represent SLU and the investment that the institution has made in our staff, our women, and our program. And that comes from Dr. Postello to, you know, our director of athletics, Chris May. And they've made SLU women's soccer one of the best places to play college soccer in the country. And so, you know, we believe that we can climb up to the top, to, you know, truly, truly compete for and win a national championship. So, you know, in my mind, this is the place to be.
I got a text from one of my Indiana fraternity brothers during the off season, and he lives in Wisconsin. He has a student at Marquette, a child at Marquette, and he said, tell me about Chris Allen. And I said, well, I'll tell you this. Coming from an unbelievable staff, and I know that Katie Shields thinks very highly of the new women's soccer coach at Marquette. Tell me about that. It's probably bittersweet. Of course, you want to stay with Chris, but you understand what that means.
Yeah, you know, he's one of my closest friends in the world. I'm just so happy for him. He's beyond ready to have an opportunity to lead a program. You know, I think Marquette kind of hit it out of the park with him. He added many opportunities over the years. This one was just the right place at the right time and full of energy, really fun, coach, but also, you know, I think he's going to really push, and I believe you'll see some similar progress to what we've been able to do over time with him. But, you know, just happy for him, in touch with him on a daily basis, and excited to see what's ahead for him.
That's pretty cool. You'll be, again, taking on BYU. Before we go, tell me about them. They're number three for a reason.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're a national semifinalist last year, played in the Final Four. You know, they're similar to us in a lot of ways. They're very dynamic, athletic. They like to play at 100 miles an hour. So it's going to be an end-to-end game Thursday night. You know, they return a bunch of experience, as do we. And so we took them toe-to-toe in Provo last year, 3-2, and just excited for, you know, a chance to have them at Herman in front of hopefully what is an amazing crowd and display of college women's soccer.
The weather is going to be spectacular. A high of 81, low 55, sunny skies on Thursday, Herman Stadium. And then the following night, Indiana plays the SLU men. I mean, what a great back-to-back. By the way, the Herman Trophy will be at both of those games. Herman Stadium, as we wrap up here, Katie, just you mentioned it, the crowd and the kids I know that also show up, the girls who want to grow up and be soccer players and see these players, students. What is that atmosphere all like?
Again, I believe it's the best in college soccer. You mentioned us and then the men. I can't imagine two better games back-to-back across the country. But it's just it's a beautiful setting right here in the heart of campus, looking over downtown. And when this place is packed, and it is, and I'm actually standing on Herman Stadium as we talk, but it's just, there's nothing more magical. And that is what the St. Louis community does for us. They support, we are the premier women's soccer team in St. Louis. And, you know, we feel that, and our women take that seriously with a lot of pride.
And the Cardinals have a day game that day, so make your evening plans at Herman Stadium. Do a little double dip here in the city. Katie, we appreciate this very much. Good luck to the Billikens on Thursday, and thanks for being with us as always.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Head coach of St. Louis University women's soccer, Katie Shields, with us on KMOX. We'll come back, talk a little college football. Lutz Fahnenstiel from City joins us at 11:15.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.